The first black woman elected to Congress, Shirley Chisholm, died over the weekend at age 80. Shirley Chisholm was first elected to Congress in 1968 and served seven terms. She was an outspoken critic of a Congress she described as clubby and a staunch opponent of the Vietnam War. She was also the first African-American to seek a major party's nomination for president. Years later, she recalled that run in 1972.
Back in those days, I was pained. I was hurt. I was misunderstood. Many nights I went to bed crying, but I would get up the next morning, paying no attention to what they were saying, but knowing that somebody upstairs talked to me and said, "You can do it."
Shirley Chisholm remembering her 1972 run for president. Ron Dellums is a former member of Congress from the Oakland-Berkeley area of California. He served with Shirley Chisholm in the House of Representatives. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you. You were a friend and a colleague, of course, of Shirley Chisholm. How would you describe her?
Well, I would describe Shirley as a feisty woman who was independent and outspoken, who was very progressive in her thinking, and who worked very diligently and very hard, very articulate, very bright human being.
And she had an uphill battle to gain election to Congress, but once she got there, the battle didn't stop.
No, it didn't stop because Shirley was an independent person with tremendous heart and great courage. And, you know, she wasn't a person that was handpicked by anyone. Shirley stood up on her own. She was a self-starter. And I think in that regard, someone was always challenging her. But the reality was that she always won. And once she won, she felt that the people were on her side and that she did a good job. And she spoke out and stayed true to her convictions that she would be reelected.
And let's talk about the issues that were most important to her.
Well, remember, Shirley was elected in 1968, and the country was involved in the Vietnam War. We had first major effort on the part of grassroots people to really challenge America's involvement in a war. Came, you know, during the Vietnam War, and so Vietnam was a big issue for Shirley. She spoke out clearly and unequivocally in opposition to the war. She took leadership from Martin Luther King and others on that issue. She also, because she was an educator, was very much interested in education issues that affected children, women, and family. She was interested in civil rights and human rights issues. So those were compelling concerns that she had and issues that she spoke out very powerfully and very eloquently on the floor of Congress.
You know, just very briefly, do you have a story, thinking now after her death, that really would tell us who Shirley Chisholm was?
Yes. In 1972, Shirley Chisholm decided on her own that she was going to run for president. This was unprecedented. No African-American, no woman, you know, had sought the presidency of a major party, and here's this woman who stood up and said that I'm going to run for president. No one anointed her. No one said, "Shirley, we want you to run for president." She stood up and did it. And I remember because this, I love Shirley Chisholm. She and I were very close and dear friends. And when she decided she was going to run for president and announced that she was running from New York, I spent my own money, got on a plane, and flew up to New York. And I was there when she announced him, and she looked around and she saw me standing there with her. This gigantic smile came, and she just felt, you know, very, very, very gratified that I was there. And I remember she hugged me, and it was just a wonderful moment, and I campaigned for it. It was one of the great moments in my life to stand with Shirley at that particular point.
Thank you very much. Ron Dellums represented the Oakland-Berkeley District in California from 1971 to 1998. Shirley Chisholm died this weekend at 80.